So now, supportive connective tissue that are of two types, bone and cartilage. Cartilage that contain solid or semi-solid matrix with fibers which may be flexible or rigid. Cartilage gives support to certain organs like external ear, nose and windpipe. It also gives strength as well as flexibility. Cartilage cells are present in spaces called lacuna, and these cartilage cells do not contain any blood vessels or nerves which are present in bone. Bone is hard porous tissue. Here blood and nerves fibers are there. It consists of both living cells called osteoblast. In long bones, the bone cells are present in concentric cycles. See it in the diagram that circles are present. Those around the central canal, those circles are called Haversian canal. And bones have a solid hard matrix with fibers deposited with calcium and phosphorus salt. As we all know that bones give support and shape to the body, and it also protect internal delicate organs of our body. So this is about supportive connective tissue. Next, muscular tissue. Muscular tissue, the main characteristics of it that it can contract and relax. It is present in the muscles of the body, and they help in the movement of various body organs and locomotion of the body. According to their structure, location and function, muscular tissue are of three types. That is striated muscle, also known as voluntary muscle, unstriated muscle or involuntary muscle, and cardiac muscle. The striated muscle are so called because they're It say it in the diagram that dark and light bands are present alternatively. So due to presence of striations, they are called striated muscle. And these muscles can be controlled by one's own will. That's why it is known as voluntary muscle. They help in movement of bones and locomotion of body, and they are attached to the bones or skeleton of the body. So they are also known as skeletal muscle. These muscle cells are elongated, cylindrical, unbranched and multinucleated. Whereas involuntary muscles are so called because it cannot be controlled by one's own will. They are present in the internal body organs like stomach, intestine, lungs. These muscle cells are spindle shaped and have only one nucleus. They do not have any light and dark bands, so they are not called as striated muscle. So they are unstriated muscles. They cause contraction and relaxation of internal body organs. The last one, that is the cardiac muscle, as it is present in the walls of the heart, so it is named so. These muscle cells are involuntary, that is not under one's control. They have faint striations. These muscles are elongated, cylindrical and branched with special zigzag thickenings, and they bring continuous involuntary and rhythmic contraction and relaxation of heart throughout the life. So this completes the muscular tissue or muscle tissue. The last one that is there in your book, turn to that page, nervous tissue. Nervous tissue is made up of millions of specialized cells called neuron. See it in diagram and please practice this diagram as it is very important. Neuron consists of three parts mainly. The middle star-shaped structure that is there in your book known as cyton, which contain nucleus. And the branches that arise from cyton known as dendrons. And the large or long and cylindrical extension from the cell body known as axon. And at the end of axon, there are some fiber-like structure known as axon endings. So cell body extend two types of extensions called dendrites, one at the upper part, and axon, that is the lower part. Neurons are present in the brain, spinal cord, and all the nerves in the body. And what is the function of the neuron? That it receive and carry the information or sensation in the form of nerve impulses. They are the means of communication within the body and help the body to give response to external stimuli.